year following this event, and it took a lot of soul searching and reflecting on what do we do next, and ultimately was to retool and reinvent myself in my career. I have always been engaged in what I do. I made it into a top 10 market in Boston, Massachusetts, and I was finding myself at a loss for words, filling my weathercast with ums and uhs, and it just wasn't me. And my station supported it. Again, I commend them for making the effort to talk about climate change in an area where it hadn't been talked about before. But, you know, meteorologists need to be doing this more, not less. So I encourage my colleagues to keep going and find a place to make the connections.
Colleagues, the meteorological community is a small one. Have you heard of similar experiences from other colleagues of yours in other stations and cities?
There are a ton of negative emails. There isn't the number of death threats. There haven't been a lot of death threats made against my colleagues. We all receive the same number of emails that push back against our coverage. And it's that 11%, according to the Yale Program on Climate Change Communication and George Mason University, that are dismissive. But you're far more likely to write in when you don't approve of something that is happening. And I get that. And they're the loud minority. But a lot of what they're giving us in return is photoshopped graphs, poorly at that, poorly done at that. And they're quoting self-proclaimed experts that say that they are an expert in climate change. But in reality, they have no background in the subject matter, but yet they're getting hundreds of retweets because it follows their ideology. It would be like asking an airline pilot and talking to them about your cholesterol because your cardiologist said you have high cholesterol, but you're trusting the judgment of a pilot. The logic blows my mind that I can have an 8-year college background between my undergraduate degree and master's degree, but this person, the self-proclaimed person, holds more weight because, again, it follows their beliefs and ideology and not the science and data.
And, of course, Chris, you're not the only one. In 2006, Dr. Heidi Cullen of the Weather Channel urged other TV forecasters to address climate change in their reporting. She was met with criticism, a lot of it sexist. She later went on to write on her Weather Channel blog, "If a meteorologist can't speak to the fundamental science of climate change, then maybe the AMS, the American Meteorological Society, shouldn't give them a seal of approval. If a meteorologist has an AMS seal of approval, which is used to confer legitimacy to TV meteorologists, then meteorologists have a responsibility to truly educate themselves on the science of global warming." We just have a minute left, Chris. What is your recommendation, both for Iowa, which often can help to determine the president of the United States, the Republican presidential candidates are traipsing through right now, to meteorologists, what they need to say?
First of all, Bob Inglis, Republican congressman from the Carolinas, ran on climate, lost, unfortunately, but works with colleagues to help Republicans understand the impacts of climate change. That is important. To my meteorology colleagues, if you're talking about an earthquake, if you're talking about a volcanic eruption or a meteor shower, you can talk about climate change. Our core curriculum matches more with climate than it does with astronomy, geology, and geography. And if you're okay talking about those three, then you have every reason to be connecting the dots between climate change. And as Heidi mentioned in that statement, make sure you're up on the latest research. It is part of your job. We should always be learning.
Chris Gloninger, we want to thank you for being with us. Was the chief meteorologist for the CBS affiliate in Des Moines, Iowa, KCCI-TV, resigned Friday after receiving a series of death threats and harassing messages as he covered the climate crisis. Now a senior climate scientist at the Woods Hole Group, speaking to us from Falmouth, Massachusetts. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Want your baby to be born healthy. Want your son to make it home from the war, fully able to rejoin his people. My American heart. Want your job to help you feed your family. Hopes to let you build a home and houses. Generations of joy. My American. Children and grandchildren become curious and kind. But above all, I wish them safety from without and within. My American heart wishes safety for my own family too. No one I have to keep them safe from you. But nevertheless, here we are. We're in a difficult. Well, that just might go on for years. But in this difficult conversation, I want you to know I can hear you. Know I can see you. See, know I still pray for you. My American heart.
Line. Sad songs will get you every time. stop and talk to me a while?
I woke up early Sunday morning, threw on a t-shirt and some jeans. On the beach, the sun was rising over rough and churning seas. I don't know why the sea is angry, but I'm feeling angry too, all alone, living without you. 10 years from now, I'll still hear you calling my name. I'll remember Paris, walking by the Seine, thinking of all the good times, mostly brings me pain. I know I'll never lay with you again.
I poured a second cup of coffee, flopped into my favorite chair. I thought I heard you in the hallway. When I looked, you were not there. Sometimes the silence fills my brain, and I don't know what to do, all alone, living without you. 10 years from now, afternoon was hot and sunny when friends and family said goodbye. The preacher talked about your goodness, but all I could think of was your eyes, the way you looked into me, the love behind the blue, all alone and living all alone. Living all alone and hardly living without you.
Shackles on the rear and jacked up high. Slant six rubbing and ready to fly. Glass back mufflers making a noise. Look out, boys, this ain't no toy. Rag tops down, I got a foot of lead. Strong winds are blowing on past my head. topped off with the racer's edge. All four wheels got brand new treads. 63. 63. 63. 63. I feel free in my 63. I feel free in my 63. Metal flake paint, not a spot of rust. Ford and Chevy can't eat my dust. Watch my wheels and hear me peel. Burning rubber begins to squeal. They're playing our song on the radio. Tell your mama you gotta go. The title's mine and I've got the key. Come on, baby, take a ride with me. 63. I feel free in my 63. I feel free in my 63.
Boy, can't wait till the past hear the pace pop. You need to calm down, check yourself, get your head right. Get a therapist, go to church if you need to. I do not exist to oblivious or appease you. Think it's real, say you're dead to touch, you're not to cry. But if you think you're truly bad, and I'll stay, then you'll lie. Switch your back up here. Yeah. Like you did on the swim, must have thought I'd feed you. I'll switch you back up again. For the win, for the kill, boy, I don't need you. I'll switch you back up again. And drink to the bad taste, fade to win. You get your name by the end of the day. Take a bit of care from the ways that you used to. It's a new day, find a way to a new you. I'm really not sure what you thought I signed up for. Skip the encore, I've had enough, I don't need more. The thing is real, say your daddy taught you not to cry. But if you think you're tripping bad, and I'm stay to hear you laugh. Switch back up again. For the win, for the kill, boy, I don't need. Back up again, like you did, mama smoke. Must have thought I'd feed you. I'll switch you back up again and drink to the bad taste fades away. You get your name by the end of the day.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Noah with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today. And for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. you'll miss me when I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave your worries behind you. And in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
We got the nod.
Kisses, they put me in a spell. Go right to the bucket in my wishing well. They pull all those strings connected to my heart. They put me together and they take me all apart. Oh, those kisses, they take me for a spin. They never keep me outside, they always let me in. I love it when they come on by and tuck me tight in bed. Even when I fall asleep, but they're dancing in my head. L-E-G-I-C kisses, they set my soul afire. I don't come with no level warning, I take as you desire. Abracadabra, like a rabbit from a hat. They put me in and pull me out in no 5 seconds play. When I'm missing that kissing, I'll say a little chant to conjure up a kiss or two and spark a new romance. That I need. I said,
you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right, what do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you plan the thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can someday be a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. Yeah. To stop when you plan a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. What a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is real. Something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. I know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can.
I'm more to me than what you see here. There's more behind these eyes. What these eyes have seen can't be unseen, dear. What these eyes have seen made me cry. I've seen my father die before me. I saw a brother do the same. Girl I loved died and left me hurting, and the world still turned the same. Don't know why I was left here to ponder why I ponder why. I know someday I'll find the answer, but not exactly how I would like. Some children never suffer, why some bastards never do. How many more wars before there's nothing? Why can't we find the final truth? Don't know why I was left here to ponder why I ponder why. I know someday I'll find the answer, why I ponder why I ponder why, to ponder why I ponder why. why I ponder, why I ponder, why.
You'll run, there can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. What force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Forever. prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug the mines, built the workshops, endless miles of railroad laid. Now we stand outcast and starving amidst the wonders we have made, but the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong. They have taken untold millions that they never toiled to earn, but without a brain and muscle, not a single wheel would turn. We'll break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong. To power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of armies magnified a thousandfold. We'll bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, when the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong. For the union makes us strong. For
Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I'm the village idiot. I don't have anything to do with this pathetic little opera. I just felt like passing through.
Reach the audience.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve, thick heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me, me.
I'm moving this year as my fear. Where in a
This is Jesse, a.k.a. Dub Maddox, the Renegade Rocker from Toronto, Canada, and you are listening to the one, the only, the mighty WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Give you all my money, working 7 days a week. Now, baby, ain't that